Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
And one last piece of news before we go today. Boston taxi drivers have, for the last few hours, been locked in a contentious meeting with the companies that process their credit card charges.
When our reporter Adam Ragusea tweeted about this meeting earlier today, T. Nellison tweeted back, "I've had so many cab drivers get angry at me for using a card. I hope they can work something out."
Now, this is a story we've covered in the past with Adam's help. The city of Boston requires cabbies to accept credit cards, but some drivers do so grudgingly, if at all. They complain that all the fees and technical problems associated with the card machines cut into their already very thin profit margins.
But taxi regulators at the Boston Police Department's Hackney Division are trying to smooth all of that out today. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea is down at BPD headquarters now. Adam, have they made any progress?
Short answer to that question is no, Magna. You know, their specific complaints here are that they've got some technical problems, the cabbies, that is, have technical problems with these swipe card machines that prevent them from getting paid. You're talking about systems. Well, there's only two credit card processing companies that'll actually do business with Boston cabbies because the regulation is so onerous. One of them is a smaller company called Creative Mobile Technologies, or CMT. The other is a big company you've probably heard of called Verifone. And in particular, what the cabbies are saying today is that the CMT machines are very unreliable, that they crash, they get disconnected from the network. In order to reboot the system, you might have to restart the car, which will start this 15-minute-long reboot process. All the while, the passenger is sitting there, and they just might, you know, get frustrated and get out of the car and leave. And then the question then becomes, whose responsibility is it to compensate the cabbie for the fare they have just lost due to a technical malfunction? And that's an open question.
So problems potentially with the actual machines that are supposed to be processing the payments. But what do the credit card companies themselves say, Adam?
Well, Verifone is coming out of today looking pretty good. Apparently not. There was only one cabbie here complaining about Verifone. It's CMT that's getting all the heat today. And to the extent that they said anything, they tried to shift some blame onto the dispatch companies like Top Cab, City Cab, saying you guys aren't using the equipment properly, or it's your responsibility to fix these problems. As you can imagine, the dispatch companies don't really think highly of that argument.
So, I mean, I imagine that all this drama down at Boston Police headquarters today, will it have some or any impact on actual people who ride all these cabs?
Absolutely, because you got to remember that the cabbies don't want to have to take the credit card because they lose either 5 or 6 cents on the dollar to the credit card processor for every dollar that they make on a credit card fare, and that really eats into their bottom line. They don't want to have to take the credit card, so the Boston Police Department is inundated with complaints of people saying, hey, my cabbie, you know, either just refused to take the credit card, or he faked a problem with his equipment. And I think that what BPD is trying to accomplish with this meeting is to try to iron out whatever real technical problems there are, just so that excuse can at least become a little bit less plausible, shall we say.
You know, Adam, honestly, I'm still waiting for the day where I can actually just pay with my cell phone.
Indeed. I mean, I think I'll end on this, Magna, which is just to say that I think there's an open question here still as to if I'm a passenger and I'm unable to pay with my credit card for whatever reason, you know, a real technical malfunction or a feigned technical malfunction, what is my legal responsibility in that situation? And in all the reporting that we've done on this at WBUR, I don't think we've ever gotten a totally satisfactory answer to that question. So I'm going to go into BPD headquarters right now and try to beat that answer out of somebody. But I think, honestly, probably the real answer is that they don't know.
Well, Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea reporting from Boston Police Department headquarters. Thank you so much.
We'll see you, Magnus.
Listeners, you can hear WBR's Morning Edition tomorrow, and there you'll find Adam's full report on the credit card controversy in Boston cabs. Tomorrow on Radio Boston, the rising cost of cable TV. Rates are high and going higher, and everyone from Boston Mayor Tom Menino to Senator John Kerry want to know why. That's tomorrow on Radio Boston.
And Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.